Our subject, as most of you know, is the new creation in Christ Jesus.
我想各位还记得我们的晚上的题目是讲到在基督里的新创造。
And we are following this subject through 9 of the letters of the Apostle Paul.
我们要从使徒保罗九本的书信里面我们来讲到这个题目。
From the letter to the Romans, of course, these letters written for a particular purpose.
我们知道使徒保罗所写的所有的书信都是应付一种特别的需要。
That is, each letter has its particular purpose in being written.
他写的时候在使徒保罗的心中有一个专一的目的。
Paul did not write all these letters with the special object of speaking about the new creation.
当然使徒保罗写这些书信的时候并不是说他专一的目的是讲新创造的事。
He did not write any one of them with that particular object.
他并不是用这一个做他的特别的题目。
Each letter has another purpose.
每一本的书信也有别的目的。
And yet Paul seemed to live in the Old Testament. Seemed to live in the Old Testament.
使徒保罗他自己好像活在旧约的时代一样。
Paul seemed to have a new creation mentality.
保罗他好像有一个他好像有一个旧约的一种的头脑。
He was always thinking back to the beginning.
他起头的时候就是讲得不大好。
And then making comparisons between the old creation and the new.
那么他就比较这个新的创造和旧的创造。
This can be traced in all his letters.
在他所有的书信里都能够找到这一种的比较。
Let me remind you of this in the letters which we have already considered.
我现在稍微给你们看看在我们过去所有读的书信里这件事看看是怎样。
In the letter to the Roman,
他写给罗马人的书信
Chapter 5,
第五章那里
He refers to sin entering into the world.
他就提到这个罪是怎样进入世界。
He says, as through one man, sin entered upon all men.
于是死就临到众人。
You can clearly see that that takes you right back to the beginning of the book of Genesis.
就是在亚当里的创造和在基督里的的创造。
Then when we go into the first letter to the Corinthians,
当我们再看这个哥林多前书的时候
,in chapter 15 we have this.
在十五章那里有这样说。
As in Adam, all die.
在亚当里都是死的。
See, in Adam, all die.
在亚当里是死的。
So in Christ shall all be made alive.
在基督里就是活的。
There is a reference to the old creation and the new.
这里又比较这个旧的旧造和新造又有一个比较。
In the same chapter, chapter 15,
在同一章里面,
at verse 45,
在45节那里,
Paul says, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
他说首先的人亚当就成了以魂的活人。
That is a reference to the old creation.
这又是引到旧造的事。
The last Adam, which is Christ,is made a life-giving spirit.
幕后的亚当就成了叫人活的灵。
That is a reference to the new creation.
这就是指着新的创造。
Then when you go into the second letter to the Corinthians,
当我们再看林后，林哥林的后书的时候,
in chapter 4,
在第四章里,
you remember what Paul said there?
保罗在这里所说的，或者你们记得,
God who says, let there be light,
那吩咐光,
has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们的心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
That is a reference to the old creation. God said, let there be light.
这里说吩咐光出来，这就是关于旧造里的事。
Now the new creation is that God has shined into our heart.
新造里呢，这里就说神把他的光照在我们的心里。
It is still the same God who gives light in the two creations.
所以在这两个创造里，神都是把光赐给我们。
And then we pass into the letter to the Galatians.
我们再看加拉太书。
And we remember Paul's words.
我们又记得保罗所说的话,
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but a new creation.
他说,这个受割礼的,不受割礼的,都无关紧要,要紧的是要做一个新造的人。
So Paul is thinking about two creations.
保罗在这里又想到两种的创造。
This idea of a new creation is always in his mind.
所以这个创造的思想总是在他的思想里。
When we go into the letter to the Ephesians,
当我们再看以弗所的时候,
we find Paul quoting the very words from Genesis 2:24.
使徒保罗在以弗所里很清楚地引到旧约创世纪2:24节。
In chapter 5 of the letter to the Ephesians,
在这个第五章，以弗所第五章的那里提到,
Paul is speaking about husbands and wives.
保罗在这里讲到夫妻的问题,
and he says they shall be one flesh.
说他们两个人成为一体,
and he quotes Genesis 2:24.
他就引到创世纪2:24的话,
So he has the old creation in mind and the new.
所以这里又给我们看见，他有旧造在他的思想里，也有新造的思想在他里面。
You can see what Paul's mentality is.
你在这里就看见使徒保罗的头脑是什么头脑。
He is always thinking in the realm of the two creations.
一直想到这个新造和旧造的两个境界里面。
He compares them.
他把这两个创造比较过,
and then he shows their differences.
并且也把他们不同的地方表明出来,
what the old creation was and what the new creation is.
给我们看见旧造是什么，新造是什么。
So I think we have a good foundation for saying that these letters have something to say about the new creation.
所以现在我们有一点的根据, 就是这几封的书信都是提到这个新造的事情。
Now we come to our letter for this evening.
今天晚上我们就再看一本的书信。
The new creation in the letter to the Philippians.
就是使徒保罗写信给腓立比书里面所讲的这个新创造的事情。
This is a very small letter so far as its size goes.
这本的书信也不是一个挺大篇的书信，是很短的。
But it is a very big letter so far as its spiritual value goes.
但是在这个属灵的价值方面呢，这本书啊是很大的。
While the letter to the Ephesians is the most wonderful letter in the Bible,
为什么腓立比也是圣经中一本很奇妙的书呢？
I think the letter to the Philippians is the most beautiful letter.
我觉得 使徒写给腓立比人的书信是最美丽的一本的书。
It is a letter that we love very much.
我们非常的爱慕它。
We are never tired of reading this letter.
我们读是不会读得厌的。
Now we are going to look at it in the light of the new creation.
现在我们站在这个新创造的亮光中，我们来看一点。
And we are going to ask this question.
我们现在就问这个问题。
What is it in this letter that speaks of the new creation?
在这本书信里面所讲的新创造到底是讲哪一方面？
And the answer is found in chapter 2.
那么这个答案呢在第二章那里。
And verse 5.
第五节那里。
Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，这个心字就是心思，以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
The thing that makes the new creation here is the mind of Christ.
这里是注意到这个新造的，就是说我们的这个心思啊，应该有基督的那一种的心思。
Then we ask the next question.
我们还可以问第二个问题。
What is the mind of Christ?
到底基督的心思是什么呢？
And verse 6 tells us.
在第六节就告诉我们了。
Who, being in the form of God, counted it not a prize to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, yea, the death of the cross.
第六节就再告诉我们说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now there are two things in those verses.
在这几节的圣经有两件事情。
One is a reference to the old creation, and the other to the new.
一方面就是引到旧造的时，还有一方面是引到新造。
Perhaps you cannot see how that is a reference to the old creation.
或者你在这里或者看不出哪里有关于这个旧造呢？
But it gives us a picture of that which was the opposite to the mind of Christ.
这里不过是给我们看见那个与基督的心思相反的一方面。
We have several scriptures which give us some information.
我们已经有几节的圣经已经给我们一点的材料。
The information is about Satan before he became Satan.
那些材料就是说他还没有成为撒旦之前，他已经就是撒旦。
Before his name was Satan, it was Lucifer.
他还没有成为撒旦的时候，他的名字叫路西法。
And his full title was Lucifer, Son of the Morning.
就是早晨的太阳的那个路西法。
And these scriptures tell us that he held a very high place in heaven.
圣经告诉我们他在天上他有一个很高的地位。
He was one of the most important persons in heaven.
他在天上也可以算是一个重要的人物。有句话。
The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
就是以基督耶稣的认识做我的至宝。
So that the secret is found in chapter 1.
所以这个秘诀呢就是在第一章。
And verse 21.
第二十一节。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
Christ had captured his heart.
基督已经占据了他的心了。
He had seen the value of Christ as of greater value than all that this world could give.
他里面看见基督的那个价值是超过世界一切的价值。
That is the secret of everything.
这就是所有的秘诀。
It is a matter of how we value Christ.
问题就是说你对基督的估价有多少。
There is a story told of early British history.
在英国 这个很早的历史有一件事是这样。
When the Romans came to conquer Britain,
当这个罗马国要来 占据要来征六这个英国的时候,
the British had a great general.
那么英国有一个 一个大的军官,
but the Roman general defeated him.
但是那个罗马的 军官 就 这个军长就把他打败了,
and then captured him.
以后就 把他掳来了。
He was conquered and he was captured.
那么他已经 打败仗了, 并且被掳去了。
But he was not inwardly surrendering.
但是这一个 军长呢, 他里面不服的。
He had to be led away a captive.
但是他是做一个俘虏被带去了。
And he was taken into the camp of the Roman general.
那么就带到这个罗马的这个集军营里面去了。
And there he lived for some time.
他在里面稍微住些时候。
And he watched this general work.
他就看这个军长 在那里怎么做工。
He watched how this Roman general lived.
他就注意观察 这个罗马的军长到底是他的生活是怎样。
And slowly he came to like this Roman general.
那么以后呢, 他就很羡慕, 要像这一个将军一样。
And instead of being a rebellious prisoner,
他本来是一个, 背叛的, 心里背叛的一个被掳的人。
He greatly admired the man who had conquered and captured him.
他对, 把他打败的, 并且把他掳去的那一个将军啊, 他就非常的恭敬他。
And then the day came when the Roman general offered him his liberty.
有一天这个罗马的将军呢, 就, 要释放他自由了。
Told him he could go back to his people if he liked.
就说你如果愿意回到你本国去了，你可以回去了。
But he said, no, I don't want to go now.
他就说我现在不愿意去了。
First of all, you conquered me.
起头的时候你已经征服了我。
And then you captured me.
那么现在, 以后你又把我掳来。
And now you have captivated me.
那么你现在要, 你现在要完全得着我了。 得着我可以。
Well, you know that's how it was with Paul.
你看见吗? 这种的事在保罗的身上就是这样。
On the road to Damascus, he was conquered.
当他在大马路上的时候,他是被征服了。
And then he became the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
那么以后他就做了基督的被掳的人。
And then he became so taken up with the Lord Jesus.
那么,末了他为着基督的缘故是那样的爱上自己。
That nothing that all this world could give him would separate him from Jesus.
世界没有一个东西给他的可以叫他与基督分离的。
He said, for me to live is Christ.
他说,因我活着就是基督。
I have no other interest in being alive except Jesus Christ.
世界没有一个东西能够除了基督之外,没有一个东西叫我是有兴趣的。
You see, it is that that makes the new creation.
就是这一个就成功了新造。
And the people who have that mind are truly the new creation.
如果谁有这种的心思的话,他就是在这个新造的情形里面了。
And I cannot close this without pointing out one other thing.
我还没有结束以前,我必须要另外说一件事。
this letter has come to be called Paul's Joy in Christ.
这本书信也可以说是保罗在基督里面所享受的一种喜乐。
And if you look at it, you will see it was the most joyous letter that ever Paul wrote.
你如果仔细读的话，你就看见使徒保罗书写的许多的书信中，没有像这一本书信是满了那个喜乐的一种的腔调。
Paul was just overflowing with joy when he thought about these Philippians and wrote to them.
当他一想到腓立比的信徒的时候，他里面好像就冲出来大声喊叫，表示他的喜乐。
It is the letter of Paul's joy.
这一个书信也可以说是保罗的喜乐的书信。
Now, some people seem to think if you surrender to Jesus Christ, it's going to be a very miserable sort of life.
有的人以为说你如果完全投降基督啊，那属阔的生活啊，是忧忧愁愁的生活。
You'll have to give up this and you'll have to give up that.
你要摆下这个，又要摆下那一个。
You'll have to give up everything if you're going to be a Christian.
好像你要撇下一切啊，来做基督徒。
And it's going to be therefore a very miserable experience.
哎呀，你这样的话，好像就经历非常的忧愁痛苦的生活。
See what Paul gave up.
你看使徒保罗那样的撇弃。
Yes, he gave up everything.
不错，他撇弃了一切。
But was he miserable?
他觉得痛苦吗？
When he wrote this letter, he was the happiest man on this earth.
这个书信里面就给我们看见。是世界中最喜乐的一个人。
He had found that Christ was more than everything that this world could give.
他已经发现整个世界都不能给他这位宝贝的基督。
Oh, the new creation is a very joyous thing.
所以新造是一件非常的喜乐的事情。
May the Lord make us like this.
愿主叫我们能够有这种的情形。
May we give heed to the exhortation.
我们愿意高举基督。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你当以基督的那个心思做你的心思。